Thank you, Mr. President, and apologies for taking the floor again. Just wanted to add my voice to the discussion. I do agree with my distinguished colleague from Cuba on most parts, but I differ on two important points. I agree we need to have consensus, but that consensus does not have to be in the form of a written decision or a note verbal. Even if you state it so in a formal meeting, that is sufficient and has the sufficient legal status under the rules of procedures of the conference, if that is a requirement that we have. And of course, I disagree with my distinguished colleague. We cannot meet outside Cuba, outside of Geneva, whether in Beijing or elsewhere, because our rules would have to be changed. Lastly, on the point of my Algerian colleague, I do wonder, because my understanding is that the status of the plenary meetings under the CD's old rules of procedure, so I'm not talking about the UN rules, is that there is no distinction between whether the meeting is in this room of a hybrid nature or of a fully virtual nature. It is a plenary meeting, and it has the same formal status under the CD's own rules of procedure. So I do wonder, when we link this with the discussion on resources, I understand that we are mandated to have 24 works of weeks, meetings, sufficient budget for that. And I do realize we never meet for 24 weeks continuously. So since there is no bank account per se, that the CD has for virtual or other meetings, I do wonder why can't we use those mandated resources for hybrid meetings as well, if that is a requirement. But I do not wish to go into the details of this discussion. Perhaps this is a discussion for August and September later on. But just wanted to add my voice. Thank you.